Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas today. In India, the birthplace of Hinduism, Buddhism, and Sikhism, they're also marking the birth of Jesus with a national holiday. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that in the land of great religions, Christians and non-Christians join in the festivities of the season with song and special meals.
Indians capture Christmas in a phrase.
We call it Bada Din. Bada Din in our language means the big day.
Chef Bakshish Deen is a Punjabi Christian and traces the roots of Christianity in India through food. He says Syrian Christians, disciples of Thomas the Apostle, are believed to have arrived on the Indian coast in the first century. They came with the fabled spice trade, intermarried, and introduced their cuisine. Chef Deen's Syrian stews, which top his Christmas menu, are infused with a sense of South Indian cloves, cardamom, and star anise.
Star, S-T-A-R-A-N-I-S-E. Star anise.
That's beautiful.
So we have now coconut milk going into the stew.
Just 2% of the Indian population is Christian, but says writer Naresh Fernandez,
that is 2% of a billion people. So that is quite a number of people for whom December the 25th is very important.
He says in his Roman Catholic neighborhood in Mumbai, the Portuguese converted the locals, and Christmas tends to be big, opulent meals.
Things like vindaloo, which is a preparation made out of pork. No roast turkeys, but lots of things involving fattened piglings.
The British Raj also may have fixed Christmas in the Indian imagination as quintessentially English. The requisite roasted turkey and tipple of mulled wine. Delhi-based food writer Pamela Tim says she's Indianized her traditional recipe for minced pies, adding local glacé cherries.
I found out this year that they're not actually cherries in India. They're made from a little local berry called a karonda, which is kind of pink and white in its natural state. But once you add sugar to it and boil it away, it looks like a glacé cherry.
Carolers from St. Columba's School capture the Christmas mood. This alma mater of health guru Deepak Chopra was founded by the Christian Brothers of Ireland. It may be Catholic, but the students are also Sikh and Hindu, all celebrating Christmas, all absorbing each other's customs. Arsh Wahi, a Hindu student, says his family puts up a tree every year. I spotted him stocking up on Christmas goodies with his father, Vinay Wahi, at a fabled Delhi bakery called Wenger's.
Do you get mince pies? Do you buy plum puddings? Do you do anything like that?
Yeah, we do buy puddings, tart and all. We really enjoy these days.
With its 70 varieties of cakes in the shape of stars, Yule logs, and Santas, this 86-year-old establishment is the essence of Christmas, where in this season across Delhi, choirs practice. And perform as the choral group the City Minstrels does every year. Soloist Niraj Devraj says he's not Christian or religious, but celebrates Christmas with the same fervor he celebrates the Hindu festival of lights Diwali and the Muslim feast of Eid.
For me personally, Christmas is about getting together with the people you're fond of. It's great fun. That's the joy of giving. It's the spirit of being together with the ones you love. It's very Indian. It's very, from especially very Punjabi, to just celebrate the aspect of being alive and being around people who matter.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.